10 o'clock tonight here on AM 580, of course, FM 90.9, HD 2 and 3, and at will.illinois.edu.
Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from Strawberry Fields in downtown Urbana. Strawberry Fields Catering Department offers box lunches for professional meetings or casual lunchtime gatherings. Delivery is available at 239-5632. Strawberry Fields also offers an in-store nutritionist.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser has a sunny weekend in the forecast. It's coming up after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. 15th District Congressman Tim Johnson says there'll be a reliable no vote when the House considers a bailout plan for banks and investment firms. Johnson says he remains highly suspicious of the proposal to have the federal government buy up to $700 billion in mortgage-backed securities from firms that face bankruptcy.
It's not so much the dollar figure, although that's overwhelming, simply the principle and the underlying concept of what I think that does to our system and essentially to our expectations and our way of life.
Johnson says increased oversight of the financial sector could be one alternative for Congress. He says though the nation's economic situation is dire, he's not sure if impending calamity if Congress doesn't approve a bailout. Johnson believes it would send the wrong message to investors that the federal government protected the bad decisions of Wall Street investors with taxpayers' money. Analysis of a regulatory filing yesterday shows that Archer Daniels Midland Company Chief Executive Patricia Wirtz received compensation valued at $14.96 million in the fiscal year that ended June 30th. That was a period in which the agricultural processor's profits fell 17%. Wirtz, who is also chairman and president of Decatur-based ADM, was paid $1.29 million in salary, $3.04 million in bonus pay. The vast majority of Wirtz's compensation was in the form of stock and options, whose value was calculated at $10.46 million on the day that they were granted. Wirtz also got $166,375 in other compensation, almost half of it for use of corporate aircraft. An Illinois Department of Corrections spokesman says a study in which the department spent almost $500,000 is wrong. The study found that the Pontiac Correctional Center, which Governor Rob Blagojevich wants to close, could be made up to date for less than $6 million. It also cites a need for an estimated 2,700 more inmate spaces by 2016. Pontiac Mayor Scott McCoy believes the report vindicates his claim that the prison in his city should stay open.
It makes no sense to close Pontiac. We need more prisons, not fewer.
McCoy reiterated his fear that closing the prison would hurt the city. The prison is Pontiac's second largest employer.
They would literally have to leave the community because they would have to go where that job is. It's not like they can just pick up and do another job somewhere in town.
The Department of Corrections has had the results of the study for nearly a year, but only recently released it. Spokesman Derek Schnapp says it doesn't take into account programs designed to keep freed inmates from committing more crimes. The DOC also says closing Pontiac would save the state money. Officials say the unemployment rate is up in all of the state's 12 metropolitan areas. Rockford had the largest unemployment rate at 9.5% in August. The northern Illinois city also had the biggest unemployment jump, a 3.1% increase from August of last year. Second highest was Kankakee-Bradley with 9.1%, followed by Danville in east central Illinois with 8.9%. Illinois Department of Employment Security released the numbers yesterday. The agency says five areas, Champaign-Urbana, Lake Kenosha County, Springfield, Kankakee-Bradley, and Bloomington-Normal, recorded their highest unemployment rate since 1990. Earlier this month, IDES said Illinois' unemployment rate overall increased to 7.3%. El Informador, a Spanish-language newspaper serving Champaign-Urbana, published its last issue this month. Its publisher, the News Gazette, says they were unable to sell enough advertising to keep the paper going. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The News Gazette acquired El Informador last year, converting what had been a University of Illinois student project to a professional weekly paper. The free circulation paper distributed 4,000 to 5,000 copies per issue in Champaign County and other nearby towns. But El Informador faced unexpected competition from another Spanish-language newspaper. Linda George, who oversaw El Informador at the News Gazette, said the publishers of La Prensa put out a good product.
Perhaps their commitment to the project or their knowledge of the community was better. It's a good piece, and they're great people, and hats off to them. I think this paper will succeed. I just don't think that this area at this point is big enough to support two Spanish-speaking newspapers.
George says El Informador's three-person staff is looking for another backer for a possible relaunch of the paper. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Our next report is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bonser.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign, in Sullivan, and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
At 6:35, meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for an in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, tomorrow morning at the Market of the Square, we'll be out there in the WILL tent, and we will have for sale the True Illini Spirit History of Memorial Stadium DVDs. Your chance to pick one up. You've heard all the buzz about that show. $21.50, including tax. So bring an extra couple of bucks, and you can pick up one of those DVDs and enjoy it this weekend, maybe before watching tomorrow night's game.
Yeah, tomorrow night is when the game is. The Illini play in prime time in the evening tomorrow. They're going out.